Headline. September 23, 2010. Robert N. Rooks, held in contempt by federal judge for continuing to infringe Allied artists' trademarks after court order. March 1, 2010 ruling, prohibiting Rooks and four co-defendants from holding themselves out to be Allied artists, was ignored by Rooks, prompting federal court to hold Rooks in contempt. Glendale, California. On March 1, 2010, United States District Judge Gary A. Feese found that Robert N. Rooks, a defendant in a trademark infringement action brought by Allied Artists International, had in fact infringed the Allied Artists trademarks. Rooks, his co-defendants, and several imposter corporations created by Rooks were each permanently enjoined from any further use of the Allied Artists name. On September 23, 2010, Judge Feese held Rooks in contempt, finding that he violated the permanent injunction in the months following its entry. As a sanction, Rooks was ordered to describe to the court, under oath, all efforts undertaken to comply with the court's March 1, 2010 order, no later than October 1, 2010. To submit documentary proof of his compliance, no later than October 10, 2010. And to pay Allied Artists International's attorney's fees associated with having been forced to apply for the contempt sanctions against Rooks. In December of 2008, Allied Artists International, the parent of Allied Artists Pictures, Allied Artists Music Group, and Allied Artists Associated Entertainment Ventures, filed a $50 million trademark infringement suit against Rooks, two infringing corporations, and four co-defendants. The action. Case number, CV08081116GAFRZX, stemmed from Rooks's having formed California and Nevada entities, both named Allied Artists Pictures Corporation, and launching counterfeit Allied Artists websites. Rooks and his co-defendants were charged with creating the counterfeit websites and infringing on the Allied Artists trademark in a fraudulent scheme to artificially elevate the stock price of their fledgling International Synergy Holding Company Limited, which is publicly traded on the Frankfurt Exchange under trading symbol IBS.F. Allied Artists alleged that the quintet falsely claimed in an August 8, 2008 press release that International Synergy had acquired Allied Artists Pictures Corporation in a scheme to defraud investors who believed they were investing in the real Allied Artists. The history of Allied Artists is long, varied, and legendary. Throughout the years, the Allied Artists brand has been associated with such classic motion pictures as Papillon, starring Steve McQueen, and Dustin Hoffman, Cabaret, with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey, Tickle Me, starring Elvis Presley, and The Man Who Would Be King, starring Sean Connery, Michael Caine, and Christopher Plummer, to name but a few. Contact Jerry Cifuentes, Office of Press Relations, at area code 626-330-0600, extension 8150, from Los Angeles, or area code 646-350-0009, extension 8150, from New York, or by email at pressrelations@alliedartists.net. This has been an official release from the Press Relations Office of Allied Artists International Incorporated.